Pokedex number 198, Murkrow. A Game of Cat and Crow, written by Orbal and read by Alani. Summary. It hides any shiny object it finds in a secret location. Murkrow and Meowth loot one another's stashes. Murkrow's Pokedex entry, Pokemon Crystal. As dusk closed in, a Murkrow landed on the edge of an old tree stump hollowed out by root and peered inside. With his beak, he rifled through the hoard he kept within. All kinds of sparkly objects, from bowls of tinfoil to empty soda cans. Prized treasures, all of them. Except, something was missing. What it was, he admittedly couldn't place, but his collection used to be bigger than this. He righted his stance with a cry. He thought he'd spotted something rustling in the nearby bushes on his way. Oh, he should have stopped to see what it was. Not that there was any doubt in his mind. Murkrow had been locked in a worm with one scrappy Meowth for what felt like forever. They would seek out each other's collections and steal from them, treasures going back and forth, no matter how many new hiding spots either of them found. Murkrow took to the sky, flying out in wild loops. The thief couldn't have gotten far. Eventually, out on the sidewalk, he spotted the familiar gleam of Meowth charm. Now that was quite a treasure. It didn't seem fair that some Pokemon were simply born with those. Murkrow landed in front of the Meowth and caught angrily, puffing up his feathers. Meowth, however, hardly seemed intimidated. Instead, he feigned to the left, then darted to the right, and disappeared down a sewer grate. All with a bottle cap, Murkrow's bottle cap, clutched between his teeth. Murkrow hesitated at the edge of the grate, hearing the Meowth snicker from below. The audacity! He should go in there and show him what for. But, well, seeing and smelling, the water below hardly made the idea appealing. Murkrow huffed and shook out his feathers. It was fine. Meowth must be desperately jealous of his treasures if he was willing to go down there. Murkrow would let him win this time, and next time he'd look out for that trick. Besides, Murkrow thought to himself as he flew off into the night, why bother going into a nasty sewer when he had the whole night in front of him? He could only imagine what new treasures he'd find out there. And he could always get his things back later. After all, it never took too long for him to find where Meowth was now keeping his stash. Murkrow knew that soon enough, he'd be the one fleeing with stolen treasure. Truth be told, that Meowth was a pain. But since he'd come around, Murkrow's life was never boring. The end.